Broadcasting live from the San Diego Marriott Marquis and Marina, it's CEO Exclusive. Now here's your hosts, Mark Borelli and Soini Koch.
Hi there, with the San Diego Marriott Marquis, and it's CEO Exclusive Radio with myself, Mark Borelli, and my co-host, Soini Koch. And today we have a great guest on the show, Jen Weissman from Project X Brand Lab.
Hi, thank you for having me.
In today's segment, or to this segment, we have Jen Weissman with Project X Brand Lab. Hi. We're going to talk a little bit about content marketing and what's happening with content marketing. So, Jen, I always like to start off our shows with asking our CEOs, what are the trends in your industry or area of expertise that you think other middle market CEOs need to know? So go ahead and let us know what's happening in the world of content marketing. In addition to the drums that are happening in the background at the show.
Hey, I like the drum roll introduction.
It's perfect. Like builds up all the drama.
Exactly.
All right, go for it, Jen.
So the trends that I'm seeing in our industry a lot is, like you said, content marketing. That is going to be the buzzword in 2016 and 2017 and in the 3 years to come, actually. So everyone's like, what is that? So. Yeah. And how do I do it? And I'm too busy. How do I incorporate this? I guess it's not going away. So those are things that I'm hearing about, but it does pay off, and I'd love to tell you more.
Yeah. So, one of the things that I understand about content marketing is that it is putting out a lot of information, of value proposition that really serves the target market. But I've seen people blog and podcast and write and tweet and, post and blah, blah, blah for months. Mm-hmm. How do you actually get it to have a bottom line impact?
Yeah, I think that, we put a lot of things out there and you go, okay, is this actually bringing in revenue to my company?
Exactly.
It's spending a lot of time and my resources, and I'm not sure if I'm actually seeing any of the results. So the first thing is to make sure that you have some kind of system in place so that you can check how it's going internally. So it's going to be something like a Salesforce I'm not endorsing Salesforce, but as an example of some kind of CRM so that as things are coming in, you can see where they came from. And then also having a really clear goal of, why we're doing this. So if we're just putting a bunch of stuff out there and it's not very specific and it's just generalized, and I don't think it's going to catch a certain person's eye specifically. So if you're in a niche industry, then it's targeting those people. Let's say you want to get new leads, new qualified leads. So that's part of the goal, but we want to have an actual metric. So we want to say, let's say I want to have 30% increase in the number of new clients.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot, but that was the number that just came to my head. So if we have 30% is an actual number, and we want it to have increased qualified leads, how are we going to do that, and what's my target audience, and where are their eyeballs? So it's not just on the social media channels like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, but it's also like what we're doing now. It's podcasts, it's blogs, it's case studies, it's ebooks and white papers and webinars and presentations. So all those things are part of what content marketing is, and the bottom line is it's shareable content. So again, how does that go back to bottom line ROI? Is the more content you provide to your potential prospect or client, the more likely they're going to see you as an expert and trust you. That they're like, oh, she's always talking about branding and marketing and what to do and the top five tips, and it's always relevant, and I'm interested in what she's saying. Then I'm getting this built up trust even before we actually get a formal introduction. We just had a speaker here that said 70% of the decision-making process to either buy from that person or client has been decided before they even meet you. And that's because of the internet now. Is we do a bunch of searches online. We see who's flooding that homepage. And so when you're posting this shareable content, it's coming up organically on that webpage. And you're like, wow, she is all over the place. And so I'm definitely going to call her because at least she knows what she's talking about. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd like to just follow up on something you mentioned earlier, because the content marketing we hear about a lot, but you said something which I think really a lot of people don't pay enough attention to. You said, what is the purpose? And so I think there are a lot of people, and I'd like you to address that, because I think a lot of CEOs say, well, I'm doing content marketing, but there's no goal. It's just pushing stuff through a pipe and hoping something's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, what is the point?
Drum roll.
Drum roll, right, please. This is the big reveal. Yeah, yes, ready? Yes, this is the magic bullet we've all been waiting for. I wish there was such a thing. It is, because there is no magic bullet, as we know in marketing per se. It does take time, and brand awareness does you know, it's just doing it. It's like going to the gym and you know, flexing that muscle. So the reason why we do it is because we are all becoming savvy internet users. We're no longer in the dark about who our competitors are, how much the car costs, or how, you know, we can find out. If you're not telling me, I will go find it from somewhere else. So you might as well be that person who's telling them, here's, you know, the best tips of my industry. Here are five things to look for in this, or pitfalls to avoid. The whole purpose is for you to become that expert go-to resource, because if they're not finding it from you, they're, like I said, they'll find it from someplace else. Mm.
And so as you think about our CEOs listening to this or trying to kind of find that place, mm-hmm. you know, that will attract and capture the mind share of people who are increasingly busy, how do we go about finding out what is that information, mm-hmm. that content that our target market wants? Like, what do you recommend for how we find that?
So a really good way to do that is by talking to your sales team and saying, what are the questions that you're getting asked most? If they're ever writing a long email, they can say, just forward that right along to marketing. That's probably content that we should be providing to our client as well, or to the prospects that we don't have. If there's a dedicated person in the office that likes social media, or let's say you're looking to, okay, I'm willing to invest some money in this, you get somebody to help write and curate the content that's going on social media, they can go around and interview every single person in the company, from operations to accounting, and what's going on and what are the new things that you're seeing, and they can basically interview and write content for the company. So it doesn't necessarily have to fall on the CEO to always create this content. It's just about having somebody to give a different, or be able to write about what's happening in your industry.
Mm-hmm. And with content, you talked about, posts, and there's LinkedIn, there's Facebook, blogs. What are you seeing trend-wise? Because, there was an article I saw recently that said you might as well give up your own blog, just post on LinkedIn, because your blog will never be found.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that there can be some cross-referencing. So, LinkedIn has a new feature that says share, post a blog. And it's beautiful. You have an image you can create. It's nicely laid out, and it is going to your entire network. And you can use the tags, hashtag, so that if someone is looking for content strategy and brand marketing, my blog post will show up. And so to get rid of your blog post totally is probably, I wouldn't advise it, because you can also refer, let's say you've posted something on LinkedIn, your links within that blog can go right back to your site. So it's pushing them then to your site, and they're going to say, what else did she write, or what else is about? And so they're going to hopefully look at more content. So I think that right now it's not totally give up on your blog, but even Vistage has an area where you can post, mm-hmm. Your blog post, and it is getting more traction than my own blog, but it's nice to cross-reference, and we can tweet about that and cross-share.
Great, great, great. And would you say that this is true both for B2B and B2C, that content marketing is equally critical in both dimensions?
Absolutely. It's very, very critical. So a lot of times B2B, we work with a lot of B2B companies, and they're like, well, we don't need to be on Facebook. That's not where our clients are. And granted, that might not be the necessary, that specific channel, but, being on Wikipedia and having white papers and, newsletter and shareable content is relevant, because again, it's going to build that trust that your clients are going to, or prospects are going to look for. And sorry, the drums are amazing in the background. But again, you and your company is to be positioned as the expert. And so the more that you can share, the more, again, you'll be flooding the organic search engines and being talked about.
So the theme of today's event, you know, the Visage Executive Summit, is bold leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you thinking about leading your company boldly over the next few years?
Well, I've been really inspired today by the speakers that we've had. And one of the things that we actually listened to a content marketing expert, and it was talking about not only are you going to be sharing content a lot, but doing it authentically. And so we all say that, but what that means is if a customer is asking you about price, even, would you tell them? And of course you'd say yes. Would you put that on your website? I think there was only 8 people that were surveyed that raised their hand. I'm sorry, out of the 350 people that are here, only 8 people raised their hand that they had put their prices on the website. But everyone knows that they could figure out how much you're priced, and you could put a variance and say, you know, this is, the price can vary depending on how much we're going to be putting into this work. And so it's more giving even more information than what you think we normally did. Like, I wouldn't say who my competitors were necessarily in the past, but you could do an entire post on, you know, here are the top 5 people that are the top branding agencies in San Diego, and not list yourself, but this is, you know, an honest review and a rating of here's what's going on in San Diego, so that if somebody came to your website and they're like, wow, she's honestly giving this information to us, you're gaining trust right away. And so does that make sense?
I think, you know, it's creating, like you said, that trusted position. Unfortunately, you know, I think I'd love to know what you think. The challenge, how to deal with the challenge of how do I create that trust amongst all the noise that's out there? Because, you know, there's that old saying, you know, not everything you read on the internet is true according to Abraham Lincoln, which we all know is a joke, but it's amazing what people will believe because it's on the internet. So you've got to just play that role and create
that's
it.
True. Yes, that's true. I think that in this day and age, if you're not walking the walk, you'll be... people will smell it a mile away. It's interesting. In the past, SEO and content marketing was different. It was like, okay, you just have to have a strategy and post a bunch of stuff. And now it's... you have to be writing more about your brand and what you do and how you do it differently. Otherwise, it's just going to be looked over. I mean, Google now looks for original content. So, you know, the technical people can't program that. It's something that actually has to be written by an actual human.
Mm. Great. And so as you think about going into the future and, you know, what's the future for Project X Brand Lab, what are you looking forward to?
You know, I am looking forward just to doing some daring, bold, creative work. I've intentionally kept the agency small. This is 20 years now in business.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I would like to do that by continuing to stay small. It allows my team to work directly with our clients, and they are bold clients that we are now interviewing them. Are they the right fit? We want to do exciting work that hasn't been done, and being able to do it really quickly and by adapting new media and new strategies like what we're talking about today.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking a break out of your Visage Executive Summit, and you skipped the drums for us. I mean, I'm like, oh my God, such a big sacrifice.
That's okay. It's been great. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.